This is Sacred Meditations. St. Paul speaks of God making his Son Jesus to be sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. Johann Gerhard continues that theme in great detail. This from Gerhard's Meditation 7 on the fruit of our Lord's Passion. His face is covered, that he might remove from our faces the veil of sin, which hides God from our eyes and leads us into culpable ignorance. He willingly submitted to be stripped of his garments, that he might restore to us the robe of innocence, lost through our transgressions. He was pierced with thorns, that he might heal our sin-pierced hearts. He bore the burden of the cross, so that he might remove from us the awful burden of eternal punishment. He exclaimed that he was forsaken by God, that he might prepare for us an everlasting habitation with God. He thirsted upon the cross, that he might meritoriously earn for us the dues of divine grace, and prevent our dying of an eternal soul thirst. He was willing to be scorched by the flames of divine wrath, that he might deliver us from the flames of hell. He was judged, that he might free us from God's judgment, condemned as a criminal, that we, the real criminals, might be acquitted, was smitten by impious hands, that he might deliver us from the devil's lash, cried out with bitter pain to save us from eternal wailings. He shed tears upon the earth, that he might wipe away all tears from our eyes in heaven. He died, that we might live. He suffered the pains of hell, that we might never experience them. He was humbled before men, that he might heal our sinful pride. He wore the crown of thorns, that he might win for us a heavenly crown. He suffered for all, that he might offer salvation to all. His eyes were darkened in death, that we might live forever in the light of the heavenly glory. He heard the most bitter scoffs and taunts of wicked men, that we might hear the jubilant shouts of the angels in heaven. Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org.